Here we are. It's Tuesday, and you know what time it is. That's right. It's time for another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. We are continuing our brand new series entitled Go. And I don't want you to miss a moment of it. So you know the move. Grab your friends. Grab your family. Grab your coworkers. Grab those people you don't like. Don't forget your notebook, your iPad, your laptop, whatever you need to take notes. Let's lock in, y'all. See you in a minute. What's going on, everybody? Happy Tuesday, and welcome to today's 2-2 Podcast episode. First and foremost, I want to thank all of you for your support of this show. It brings me great joy each and every week to be able to do this. I don't take this for granted. I'm grateful to have the opportunity. And also, I'm grateful to be a part of your Tuesday and your Thursday, your lunch hour, whatever you're doing, if you're getting ready for work. I'm grateful to be a part of that. To have the opportunity to do this is amazing. And again, thank you for your response, your feedback, you know, your support, your encouragement each and every week. Hey, if this is your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. I pray that in these next few moments that I say something that speaks to your situation, your storm and your struggle. I strive to be three things on and off the air, and that's authentic, transparent, and informal. And I pray that within this episode today, that those three pillars in my life and this show will come out. I pray that I say something that causes you to remove all fear and remove all doubt and believe in yourself and believe that you will make it out of any storm and hop over any obstacle and every hurdle and move every mountain that is in front of you. That you will instill faith over fear. And that you will be everything that God has designed you to be. And that you will tap into the purpose and the plan that is on your life. And you know what I'm going to say next. For those of you who have been listening to this show for a while now. I'm like Anita Baker. I'm going to give you the best that I got at all times. So again, thank you for joining me if this is your first time or your first time in a long time. All right, so like I said, if this is your first time or your first time in a long time, we've started a brand new series. It is entitled Go. You know, this past year has been filled with a lot of fear, doubt, and uncertainty. A lot of chaos, and a lot of it's been a mess. And within that, it has caused us to become stagnant. A lot of us to become stagnant. It has caused a lot of us to become, to push a lot of our dreams and a lot of our goals that we set out to accomplish at the beginning of 2020 on the back burner. But if we want to go even deeper, we've got dreams that we've put on the back burner even before a pandemic that we've been sitting on for, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. And this is the moment where we become supercharged. We become, we tap into it. We say enough is enough with stagnation and just, putting stuff on the shelf and procrastination and fear. And that we're going to accomplish everything that we're set out to accomplish. And so I started off this series last Thursday with the quote-unquote title track. The introductory episode for this series. I always start my series by setting the foundation, setting the table for what will be talked about for the next however many episodes I decide to do a series for. And this is the reason why, because it's time to have a go get it mentality. It's time to go get everything that we said we would, everything that people said we wouldn't get, everything we didn't get out of fear. It's time to go get it. It's time to say enough is enough. And I pray that that I say something in the next few weeks that causes you to go, yep, that's it. Again, thanks for joining me. All right, let's get to work. So today, to continue this series entitled Go, I wanted to talk about a pit. No, not the pit of your favorite fruit. We're not talking about plums. We're not talking about apricots. We're not talking about nectarines. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about plums. We're talking about, and we're definitely not talking about prunes. Who knew? No. We're talking about the pit experience. One of the earliest stories that we'll learn if you're a kid, if you're a church kid like myself. A story that you'll learn is about Joseph. There have been movies made about him. There have been, you know, children's books made about him. You can read about him in the Bible. Joseph was a dreamer. Joseph lived his purpose each and every day. He did what God assigned him to do. And he had some family members around him, his brothers. And you've heard me tell this story before. But today, I want to talk about your pit experience. I want to talk about my pit experience. But Joseph had some people around him, his brothers to be exact, that didn't like the fact that he was a dreamer, that the fact that, you know, he was favored, not just by his parents, but he was favored by God. And I want to quote something Bishop T.D. Jakes. Bishop T.D. Jakes had a sermon that said, "Favor ain't fair." But that's not my motive for saying that. My motive for saying that he was favored, you know, by saying that was, he had some brothers around him that, instead of cultivating the dreamer in him, instead of protecting the promise on his life, protecting the purpose on his life, affirming him and encouraging him to tap into what God has called him to do and has called him to be, instead of doing that, they decided to go down the road, go down Jealousy Avenue. He chose to go down that road and initially had thoughts of killing him. Because if we take him out, he'll never dream again. We'll never have to hear about the dreams that he dreams. But if it wasn't for one of his brothers, that would have happened. And they thought for one second that by putting him in a pit, that would kill the dreamer in him. How many people are like David? They've been put in a pit and forgotten. They've been put in a pit and been lied on and lied about. They've been put in a pit and their dreams have been left for dead, have been presumed dead. See, David was not only a dreamer, he was a revenant. And if you know the definition of a revenant is basically a person that was presumed dead and is found out to be alive. How many people are revenant dreamers who've had been pushed in a pit? Their dreams have been left for dead, have been presumed dead. But in the midst of that pit, brick by brick, you've climbed and you've climbed and you've climbed until you've gotten out of that pit. So many times in our lives, we are surrounded by people who don't want us to dream, to accomplish everything that we have been ordained and assigned to accomplish. Is there anybody here? Show of hands. I know you can't see many. I can't see, but for research purposes, I just need to know. Is there anybody that has had a situation like on Les Miserables, that life has killed the dreamer in them, and people have tried to kill the dreamer in them, and that life has pushed them in a pit. They've been pushed in a pit. Joseph was pushed in a pit, sold into slavery, but he never lost his will to dream. They lied on him and said that he was dead, but he kept on dreaming in the midst of that. He was thrown in prison, but he didn't stop dreaming. He was accused of doing something that he never did. He kept dreaming. Allow me to be transparent in this moment. If I allowed myself to stop dreaming, to stop working, I wouldn't be where I am right now. I'm not supposed to be where I am right now. And if I would have allowed fear and panic, and if I would have allowed the words, the negative words that have been placed on my life, time after time, and if I allowed stagnation, and I allowed the enemy that can oftentimes be my enemy to cause me to never accomplish everything that I'm set out to accomplish, I'd still be in a pit, asking myself why. There are so many times in our lives where we are stuck in a pit and don't think we'll ever get out. But I want to let somebody know in this very moment right now that is listening to this, that feels like they'll never, ever get out of their situation, that you will get out of your pit. You've been pushed in a pit way too long, but you'll get out of it. You've been doubted for so long, but you'll get out of that pit. I know I should have put this ahead of anything, but I want to talk about quickly the anatomy of a pit. The anatomy of a pit. A pit, number one, is cold. A pit is cold. There have been some cold situations that have happened. People have left your life, have ran out of your life, have talked about you behind your back, and that can put you in a deep pit. Cold pit, where you thought people around you believed in you, but they didn't. They acted like they did. They made you feel good. They made you feel like they believed in you. They did everything they could to make it seem like they believed in you, but in all actuality, they didn't care if you sank or swam. They pushed you in a pit. It's cold. And that pit is cold. Another characteristic of a pit is that a pit is dark. It's easy to sing a tune on a clear day at noon. But have you ever been in the dark? Have you ever been in a dark situation where you wanted to give up? You wanted to quit. You didn't think all of the work was worth it. You felt like your work was in vain. Have you ever been in a pit? Have you ever been in a dark situation? I know so many times in my life I've been in dark situations that I've been placed in and I've placed myself in, that I've allowed myself to get into. And that is simply because I allowed myself to believe that this dark situation was the final destination. And I repeat to you, for somebody right now that is in a dark situation, that is in a devastating situation, that's in a horrible situation right now, that it won't always be like this. It won't always be this way. But you have to, in order to get out of your pitch, you have to change what you think and what you say. Because if your promise is the palace, then the pit isn't the final destination. You have to ask yourself, what am I doing in this pit? I'm not supposed to be here. People who doubted me would say, this is the place I should be. I deserve this pit. But I'm here to announce to somebody that, yes, you're in a pit, but the pit is a proving ground. The pit is a place where you grow. The pit is a place where you gain your strength. The pit is a place where you find your identity. The pit is a place where you finally wake up and say, enough is enough. I can't be in this place much longer. The pit served a purpose in my life, and that purpose was this: for me to finally say, I'm getting out of here. Please understand that your pit has a purpose. Your pit is not the promise, but your pit serves a purpose. To say, I don't belong in this place, and I'm not staying here in this place. I can't stay here. And brick by brick, I'm going to climb out of this pit. Pit is dark. Pit is cold. But most importantly, a pit is lonely. A pit is lonely. And it's simply because sometimes you don't want to share what's going on in your life. You don't want to share that you're in a pit. You don't want to share that with people, because it is out of fear that people will take your pit experience and dig you into a deeper and throw you into a deeper pit and cause your pit to be much deeper, and cause your pit to be the walls of your pit to be even more slippery and more insurmountable. It caused your climb, it caused your journey out there to be insurmountable, or to be more difficult than it is. I'm sorry, now, insurmountable wasn't the right word that would fit in that. It caused your journey out of that pit to be more difficult than it was before. It's lonely in a pit. It's lonely. It's isolated. Scary. But in the midst of that lonely, cold, dark experience, there's a point in your life where you say, listen, if nobody believes I'll get out of this, I believe that I'll get out of this. If nobody advocates for me, I'm going to advocate for me. If nobody believes in me, I believe in me. If nobody loves me, I love me. If everybody gives up on me, I can't give up on me. I'm going to say it. I just can't give up now. I've come too far from where I've started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy, But I don't believe God's brought me this far to leave me. I may be in this pit right now. Ah, talk to him, Stevens. I think I will. I may be in this pit right now. And people may not believe that I'm getting out of this thing. But I promise you this. Watch me. Watch me climb out of this pit. Watch me get out of this pit. Watch me clean myself up. Watch me shake the dirt off of me. Watch me shake the bugs out of me. Watch me get out of this situation. Watch what happens next. You ain't seen nothing yet. I've been pushed in a pit too many times in my life to stay. I've been told I'll never get out of this situation too many times, and I've allowed myself to believe it. I've allowed myself to believe that this is the final, this is my destination, this is my purpose, my purpose is this pit. And my purpose, and now that I've climbed out of pit after pit after pit, I just want to let you know that my pit is not my purpose, but my purpose, but my pit served a purpose. My pit served a purpose. My pit showed me that that pit showed me that I can get out of it, even in the midst of people walking out of my life and saying that I'll never make it. My pit turned me into a revenant. My pit turned me into somebody stronger than I've ever been. My pit turned me into a warrior. Not a warrior, but a warrior. My pit experience caused me to believe that I can make it out of this. I've been fearful way too long. I've had doubt cast on me way too long, and I refuse to allow it to happen again. As I close this episode, I want to tell a quick story. One of my favorite movies is The Dark Knight Rises. Dark Knight Rises. And if you've seen the movie Dark Knight Rises, like I have 10 million times, there is a scene. This is shortly after Bruce Wayne, a.k.a. Batman. Let's reverse that. Batman, a.k.a. Bruce Wayne, got in his first fight with Bane. And he lost that fight in brutal fashion. And Bane breaks his back. And then he is thrown in a prison called the Pit. And he goes through the necessary things. No back surgery. No cortisone shots. He's got to do it the old school way. He's got to learn how to walk again. He's got to learn how to be able to. He has to strengthen his back by being upright until his back heals back up. He's got to learn how to do that again. And his primary thought process was, I have to get out of this prison. I have to get out of this pit. Because I have a score to settle. And the only way out of this prison is to climb the walls of a pit. And he finally gains the strength. He finally is able to walk again, to be able to run again, to be able to do certain things again. And he's determined, but he fails. and he falls back down into this pit prison. But I'm often reminded of what he was told as a kid when he fell in a pit as a kid. I'm often reminded of what he was told by Alfred. Why do we fall, Bruce? So we can learn how to get back up. Why do we fall? So we can learn how to get back up. He's reminded of that situation as a kid when he fell in that pit. Now he's in a different situation as an adult. He's in a prison that he didn't. He's in a prison he had just gotten been beaten up. And he was determined to win this fight. Talk to me, somebody. And so he did it again. The people in the prison that saw it knew he failed the first time. They knew what was going on the first time. He knew what happened. He knew the circumstances of what happened the last time. But he continued. And he was determined. And bricks were falling. Things were happening. But he kept hearing the word rise, 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 rise. And I need somebody to understand that we have all been in that situation where we've had to climb out of a pit. And we failed time and time again. And we thought that was the end. We thought that was it. But I'm here to announce to somebody right now at this very moment that your pit is not your purpose. Your purpose is not the pit, but your pit serves a purpose. It serves a purpose the purpose that it has is to cause you to make a decision. Will I stay here or will I be like Bruce Wayne? Will I rise? I know the bricks out of these pit walls are falling. I understand that the situation is deteriorating, but I need to let somebody know that I just want to let somebody know that you can climb out of this. Why do we fall? So we can learn how to get back up. Oh, what happened to Bruce Wayne after that? He finally got to that point where he failed. Where he had to jump from one place to another and grab onto something. And knowing the situation that happened before, he said, never again. I'm getting out of here. And he jumped. And he grabbed it. And that was the only obstacle that he had left to get out of there. I'm letting you know that you are one step away. That you are one leap away. That you are one grab away from getting out of that pit. And brick by brick, you're coming out of there. Why do we fall? So we can learn how to rise. Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22_podcast. That is 22_podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at AlexJ_live. That is AlexJ_live. Please don't forget the 22podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.